Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've enjoyed looking at the faithfulness of Ruth and Boaz and how God worked out this situation just the way it should have been worked out because of the tremendous integrity these people displayed on a regular basis. In Ruth chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Then Boaz said, 'The day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the widow of the dead, in order to perpetuate the name of the dead in his inheritance.' Then the Redeemer said, 'I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption yourself, for I cannot redeem it.'" The value of the closer relative to Ruth was the land Ruth had title to, not Ruth. In fact, if you look closely at the passage, you see that if this man had married Ruth, he felt he would be jeopardizing his future inheritance. This could only be because Ruth was a Moabite, and any children they may have would not be purely Jewish. This man was interested, but not in Ruth. Ruth was too much of a liability. Boaz and Ruth eventually had a child named Obed, who eventually became the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, the king, the line from which the Messiah himself came. Righteousness and faith are always rewarded, regardless of ethnicity. It's something we can all do. When we recognize need in our communities, in our families, in our churches, we also understand that it could get messy within the context of providing for that need. When somebody needs help with some project, when somebody needs help within a family context, it could get messy. Boaz understood that he was going to marry a Moabite. Now, that might not mean much to you or to me, but in that day and age, that was something to be considered. Yet Boaz understood his personal responsibility in this matter, and he was going to take it seriously and trust God for the outcome. In the end, we see David the king is in this line, and Jesus is eventually in this line. And every Jewish mom would have loved to know that she was giving birth to somebody that was in the line of the Messiah. Yet it went to Ruth and Boaz. Ruth and Boaz did not do anything overly difficult. They just used their assets and their resources correctly. I can do that too. I'm Dave Wager here at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.